Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. Approval.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is 27,000 square feet with a website where if you go to the website and you're looking for ammo, if it's on the website, then they have it in stock. Most people don't operate that way. They keep 50 million rounds of ammunition on hand, 20 different calibers of handgun, 22 of rifle. That's the last time I looked, and that was sometime last week. So I don't know if they've added to that. And they've got new things coming along as they go. They'll be back to talk about that when that happens. Anyway, check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. For all of you that own a gun, and all of you that carry a gun, and all of you that like to travel with a gun, let me put out a travel advisory. Now, you would think I'd be saying, don't go into Mexico. Don't go to Canada. No, don't go to New Jersey. Don't go to New Jersey. If you have to go anywhere near New Jersey, try to fly over it and try to make sure that the plane is in perfect running condition from the time you cross border number one till you have exited out the other side. Because they have done it again. In New Jersey, they have now arrested a retired Marine, a Master Gunnery Sergeant, Richard Zahn. He's a disabled veteran. He spent 26 years in the Marine Corps. He was deployed to Kuwait, Kosovo, Iraq, and Afghanistan. When he puts on his dress uniform, the side with all the awards weighs him down. He's probably got a bad back. The Commandant of the Marine Corps sent a personal letter to Zahn saying, many desire to attain your accomplished goals, but few can compare to you. You have clearly demonstrated the exceptional leadership qualities and professional contributions we seek of our senior Marines. For the last 10 years, Zahn has worked as a government contractor at Camp Lejeune, training Marines and sailors in a variety of different tactical subjects, from communication, command and control, counter-improvised explosive devices, and counter-remote electronic warfare systems, convoy operations, force protection, crew-served weapons, a Marine combat marksmanship program, among other skill sets. I don't know how many more there are after that. Instead of enjoying his retirement and reporting to work as a government-employed civilian, he's now sitting in a jail in New Jersey. Last year, after receiving a phone call concerning his seriously ill mother, Zahn drove from North Carolina to New Jersey, where his mother was being treated for cancer. Zahn had legally owned firearms in his vehicle and was not aware that his permit would not be valid in New Jersey. Upon arriving at the facility where his mother was being treated, Zahn was confronted by a man in a car. Zahn had passed on his way there. The man, Jorge Polo, a convicted felon, was apparently irate that Zahn had cut him off at a driveway while passing him. The felon was wearing yellow and black clothing associated with the Latin King street gang, and he approached Zahn, yelling, cursing, and making gang-related gestures and issuing verbal threats. Zahn felt threatened by the larger and younger man, so he told the assailant he had a gun. I'll have to go look at that. The verbal assault continued, so Zahn then brought his holstered gun out of the open, hoping the sight of that would discourage the assailant. Then he pulled a rifle out of his vehicle because the guy would not stop. Now, he did not point his handgun or his rifle at anybody in a threatening manner. Finally, the convicted drug dealer went away. And according to Zahn's attorney, this record of events was confirmed by both the assailant and his wife, who had been in the car with him. Zahn then went to see his mom. After caring for his mother, he was met in the facility parking lot by local police who arrested him for possession of the guns. He fully cooperated with police, and despite his completely unblemished record, despite the fact that he never actually fired the weapon or even aimed it in the direction of anyone, despite the fact he legally owned the guns in North Carolina, Zahn was sentenced to 364 days in jail in New Jersey. As a result of this arrest and his incarceration, Richard Zahn will lose his security clearance. That is a big whammy in the military, whether you are a civilian or a retiree or in the military active duty. He will lose his ability to work as a contractor and to train Marines. After 60 days in jail, he will lose his pension and medical coverage. His attorney is scheduled to attend a hearing yesterday to appeal his sentence. Now, of course, you know, everybody's bringing up Shanine Allen. And do you know what sprang Shanine besides the public outcry? Now, Shanine was quite, it's easy to sympathize with Shanine because, one, she's young, she's female, she's black, she's a single mother. She was just doing the right thing. She owned a gun legally and everything else. We definitely need to get on it for this retired Marine. There's no reason. See, this is the thing. The citizens of the United States should not have to worry if they are, and I've heard all the arguments, and I don't care about them. You know, the arguments like, well, you know, of course, the states can impose whatever laws they want to. The Second Amendment only applies to the federal government. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Not with God-given rights. It does not. I have a God-given right to defend myself. I wasn't born with a rack of antlers or claws or a prehensile tail or anything else. I was born with a brain, and my brain devised something called a gun, and that's what I carry as man. So that's my method of self-defense. I was born with the right to defend myself as a living, sentient being, except in New Jersey. Now, Chris Christie pardoned Shanine Allen. He needs to pardon Mr. Zahn before he loses everything he spent 26 years obtaining as a Marine. Being a Marine for 26 years is not like being a meat cutter in a meat department at a grocery store. It's not like being a driver for a over-the-road trucking firm. Being a Marine means that from time to time, as part of your job, they stick you somewhere where somebody may be trying to kill you with extreme prejudice. All the time, 24 hours a day. No waiting. So, you know, I just don't go to New Jersey. New Jersey, I know people in New Jersey. Anthony Calandro, I admire him a great deal. And those that want to fight the fight in New Jersey, my hat is off to you. However, the rest of us need to stay away from it. Because you are letting yourself, you are taking, if you go somewhere thinking, well, you know, I'm an American. Second Amendment, First Amendment, Amendment. It doesn't matter in New Jersey. It doesn't matter in that northeastern state. Sooner you figure that out, the better off, the more better off you're going to be. Don't go there at all. If you have relatives, try to get them to meet you in Pennsylvania. Rent a motel room or something. Rent a floor because in the long, you know, build the expense. Well, what's the rest of your life worth? Oh, golly. I'm being told something. I'm checking it right now. Checking it twice. Coming up, we're going to have the folks from Texas Law Shield in the second hour. That'll be, oh, very nice. I'm not even on there. Cool. All right, folks, we'll be right back.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
So Mark and I were talking about these looters, you know, in Baltimore and in Ferguson. It seems like every time there's some kind of an upset, the looters come out. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'm a small business guy. Mark's a small business guy. And we go to GunsAD.com and we get our AR-15 kits and we get our 30-shot magazines and we're ready for the looters, if you get my drift. Hello. Don't wait for the powers that be. Go to GunsAD.com. GunsAD.com. GunsAD.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot, first of all, their prices are outrageous. Their selection is outrageous. If you're looking for 20 rounds of very exotic self-defense ammo, well, they have that. If you're looking for 20,000 rounds, to go take a few classes or 10. They have that. Everything from, you know, 20 to who knows where. Wholesale pricing, outrageous sales, and they're adding to the website. Adding to the website. So check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. You know what I'm tired of? I'm tired of diversity. I'm tired of the need for diversity. I was a child of diversity. When I was going to junior high school, I was part of the forced school integration. It never bothered me to be bused 35 miles to a junior high school. I never thought of it in terms of, wow, that's sort of stupid. But, you know, that's what they did. And it never bothered me. But just like I was talking about yesterday, whenever the liberals come up with some idea that they want to do in order to make things better for us, we always have to give something up. Now, when it comes to diversity, the thing that they want to give us to give up is this idea that we can, you know, we're not supposed to criticize anything, ever. Ever. If we criticize something, we're racist or we're phobic or something else. And the wonders of diversity are right now on display in Antwerp, Belgium. If I were witnessing this kind of diversity, if I were the mayor of Antwerp, Belgium, right about now, the charging handle is coming back on my AR-15. I'm making sure that my plate is above and on front of everything it's supposed to be protecting, and I'm hunkering in and waiting for the savages to come. You see, in the name of diversity in Europe at large, the Islamics have come. The Muslims have come. And the other day, in a public square in Antwerp, Belgium, the mayor, Bart de Wever, that's the Americanized version of his name, I guess, he was threatened with death if he did not convert to Islam. The message was written in French, one of the three official languages of Belgium, the others being Dutch and German. According to the Het Laatste News Service, Chairman Bart de Wever, again, death threats, in a letter drafted in French, was hung on the Hanschoen Markt. The mayor of Antwerp was threatened with execution if he did not convert to Islam. How serious the threat should be taken remains to be seen, said de Wever in the news. I would take it pretty serious myself. On Monday, the Russian government-owned Sputnik News published an English translation of de Wever's statement regarding the Islamist death threat, along with an estimate of the number of Belgian Muslims who have left to join ISIS. De Wever said, "I have always warned that we will not get rid of the threat of Islamic extremists in the near future. That was ignored for years. This one became apparent now with the current developments in Syria and will fester for a long time before we will get rid of it." According to September 2014 statistics from Belgium's Ministry of Interior, between 300 and 350 Belgians have gone to fight alongside ISIL, as they put it, in Iraq and Syria since 2012. To put things in context, Antwerp is in Flanders, and the Flemish Dutch speakers tend toward conservative free market principles, and they have many grievances with their historic political subordination to the Walloons, the French speakers who tend toward leftism. Antwerp was home to a large Jewish population prior to the Holocaust, associated with the city's diamond industry as well as other commercial activities. In the aftermath of the Holocaust, it became home to a substantial Orthodox Jewish population, which is now outnumbered by Muslim immigrants who have arrived in large numbers and are projected to constitute a majority of the city's population in the foreseeable future. They're like a contagion, that diversity. They're like a virus, that diversity. We have the virus, you know, we have the virus trying to happen here. We have CARE, we have the Muslim Brotherhood, we have various Muslim members that are parts of Obama's Security Council and everything else. I'm tired of diversity. Here's what I, and this is probably a good reason I'm not in charge of anything. This is what I would do if I'm in charge of something. If I'm in charge of something and a bunch of Muslims arrive on the scene, don't get me wrong, I don't care that they're Muslims. I only care about what they do. So if a bunch of Protestants show up, if a bunch of the Rotary Club show up, whatever group that shows up, if they show up and say, convert or die, well, I'm going to go to where they meet. I'm going to rescind, by whatever means I have to use, I'm going to rescind their ability to meet there. I'm going to level it. I'm going to catch them. I'm going to detain them. And I'm going to expel them. And if they show back up again, I'm going to stick them in a really bad place for a little while. And then I'm going to expel them. And if they keep coming back, I'm going to keep doing it till they either get tired of it or till they decide to start shooting. And then if they start shooting, then they're going to get shot, and then we're going to bury them. This is why I'm not in charge of nothing. This is why I'm not in charge of nothing. Europe is going to pay the price here very shortly for celebrating their diversity. They are. In Sweden, how many no-go zones am I talking about? 55, 56. The cops won't even go there. If the cops accidentally go there, if a couple of cops go in there, the other cops aren't coming to rescue them. They've got to fight their way out. This is not like being taken over. You know, there's all these, you know, all of these. If you go around America, you'll say, well, since the Hispanics started moving in, it's not like the Hispanics or Black America or White America or anything moving in, because nobody that does that, they simply move into a house and live there. They're not going around executing anybody, are they? I mean, what am I missing? What am I missing? Who knows what I'm missing? I don't know what I'm missing. So Europe keeps celebrating the diversity. And, you know, Obama, yeah, he's twilighting right now and everything else. He's going to try it. Once again, he got stopped on amnesty yesterday. That's good. That's good. Republicans in the Senate, you guys need to grow a pair. Please? Could ya? You know, just once in your life, maybe do what you're elected to do. You're not. We didn't elect you there because you're smarter than us. We elected you there because we thought you could articulate what we want you to do. Maybe make that happen. Not because you're smarter. Some of you are quite idiotic because you go along with idiotic stuff and you sit around and pontificate about it. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the place to go to get your ammunition. One, because of how much stuff they've got waiting for you. The depth of their selection is outrageous. They'll say, we don't have a very wide selection. Well, that's true. They don't have certain calibers that I've never seen a gun that goes through. That's absolutely true. They do have some things that, you know, seem a little oddball. And they have a selection, a depth of selection, very deep. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. The Waco, Texas incident. This is they're trying to make this another incident where they, you know, this is another attempted pivot point like Sandy Hook was and like everything else is. They really latched onto this one because of how many people were involved. Now, the mob from here on out, they're no longer going to be the moms demand attention to me from here on out. And Shannon Watts is no longer Shannon Watts. Shannon Watts is now one of the Manson girls. Squeaky Fromm, Patricia Atkins, whichever one you, whoever you want her to be. Because that's the way they act. They're like, they're like evil Stepford wives, if you will. Now, coming out of Texas, out of the Waco thing, what they decided, they issued a statement where they criticized, because of the Waco shootout with some outlaw biker gangs, okay? They criticized legislation to allow the open carry of handguns, which wasn't in effect at the time, hasn't been signed into law yet as of this moment. They called for universal background checks and for keeping guns off college campuses. Why allowing a concealed carry holder, a concealed carry license holder, to defend themselves at college? What that has to do with what happened at Waco? No idea. Whether or not any of these guys actually passed a background check, no idea. And yet they're making all these statements. And the open carry of handguns, too. How the requirement for the background check would have changed things, that's completely unclear. The call for universal background checks is the wish. This is the canary in the coal mine because they want a registry. You have to have a registry to make that work. I'll never quit hammering that. If you keep saying, well, Bill, I wish you would stop talking about this registry thing. We get it, okay? Well, keep getting it. Sorry, keep getting it. This is the advocates believing their own propaganda because they actually believe it would have made a difference. Hence, they are the Manson family. One of the gangs involved in Waco is under suspicion of weapons trafficking. That goes way beyond the pale. That takes them into ATF territory. The Texas Department of Public Safety has a bulletin out accusing members of the Bandidos, who are also serving in the military, supplying grenades and C4 to their gang. The Bandidos are also connected to shooting incidents in the gun control paradise of Australia and to drug trafficking. The Bandidos are out there. Now note, if you will, that we already have very strict controls on explosives and Schedule 1 drugs that are reminiscent of what gun control advocates want on firearms. And no one is saying that these biker gangs are licensed as demolition companies or pharmacies. Now, there's more to be said about this demand for universal background checks for guns, but for a moment, consider the reaction of a criminal who smuggles drugs into this country that might give when he's told that he has to go through a check of his records to obtain a firearm. I love it when high-performance cars ride past the studio. It's just stupendous. Anyway, as I've said, press releases from groups who are opposed to gun rights are to be expected. They're like car alarms. They go off, and we all go on about our day. However, there's some new comments that are coming out of this that I find quite interesting. There's some people on Twitter wondering why there were no members of Open Carry Texas, why they weren't there, or who were the good guys with guns in the shootout. There's a couple of caveats when you're out there considering self-defense with a gun. Now, I've discussed this whole idea, this whole folly notion of a fair fight. And, I've talked many times about what makes a legitimate case for self-defense. But here's another concept that is actually a fact for those of us that walk around legally armed. One of those things is that we don't go around looking for a fight. If you go out there and look for any sort of conversation, sooner or later you're going to find something on the interwebs about the rules for a gunfight. And that's often a lot of it tongue-in-cheek, although there is a large measure of good advice. However, there needs to be a rule zero. Before rule one, rule zero. If you know in advance that a gunfight will occur, don't go. That's what we, the legally armed populace, do. On occasion, where they do go looking for trouble, and there are the odd few that will go out there and do that, that always ends badly. But think about it for a minute. One of the extant rules is that the sooner you finish a gunfight, the less shot you'll get. Doesn't that sort of suggest if you don't get involved with one in the first place, you have a very good chance of not getting shot at all? Now, this is not to say that we have to run. Oh, no. We don't have to try to outrun a bullet. Stand your ground laws are in place for that. Castle doctrine laws are in place for that. That addresses what happens when the gunfight comes to you. When the gunfight comes to you, you are now legally entitled to go after them with all kinds of exuberance. But the answer to the question asked by gun control proponents is that private citizens aren't police. We actually have a choice. If I see something unfolding in front of me, and I'm not involved and it's not going to come my way, I have a decision I can make. A lot of it's going to be based on morality in a lot of cases. And I already know what that decision would be. If I saw a cop being beset upon by a pack of wild animal utes that were about to kill him, I'm in. I'm going in. I'm not going to say freeze or anything else. I'm going to, as I'm walking up, the first four that are closest to me with the clearest line of sight, they're down. I will put them down. Even if that means shooting them in the back. Fair fight. Fair fight. Animals. So, you know, their lack of situational awareness is not my issue. If they decide to do that, I'm not going to stand by and watch an innocent person get pounded to death on any account. However, I don't have to do it. I can withdraw. I can take my gun and my ammo and my spare ammo and I can pull back. I don't have to do anything. I'm not a police officer. It's not my job to go somewhere that crime is expected to occur. It's not my job to get out there and intercede if crime is in action. I own a gun and I carry a gun to protect myself and my family. Not to act like I'm some comic book character out there seeking out trouble. I'm not the Punisher. But why weren't we in Waco? We weren't there in the middle of that gunfight because we're not the people that the gun control people accuse us of being. We aren't looking for trouble. We're not spoiling for a fight. We're not trying to pull our gun. We're just living our lives, working to improve the odds if a fight is imposed upon us. I carry a gun not to kill people, but to keep from being killed, to keep from being hurt, to keep from my family from being hurt. Not to pull the trigger and shoot people. That's the answer to that. Stupid gun grabbers. They've always got a question. That's all right. There's always an answer for them. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good
news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material, cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Welcome back. I'll finish that thought here in a minute. D. Corzo. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is... they're going to turn out to be all things to all people that buy guns. Because, occasionally you'll see places that sell ammunition and guns. They're going to do both. But they're going to do both the way they've been selling ammunition, and that's what's taking a little bit of time. And nonetheless, they're still getting there. And the expansion is going to be gigantic. They're also going to go into ammunition manufacturing. Soon there will be an Ammunition Depot brand. So that is all coming soon. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Check out those crazy prices they have there. True story. True story. When I was 18 years old, I was stupid because I believed I knew everything. So I got married the first time. And, that's... neither here nor there. But we had set up to do our honeymoon at Myrtle Beach like a month and a half prior. And when we got down there, the day we got down there, a hurricane was inbound. And still I went. Hence, young and stupid. I did not know it, but they had called an evacuation of the area I was in. And like I said, being young and stupid and on a honeymoon, I missed it. So one morning we woke up and everybody but the front desk clerk, because we were still in the room, the front desk clerk was there. He called us. He woke me up. He said, if you guys want to get out of here now, I'll refund your money. And I went down there and got the refund, and we went along the evacuation route, but by then it had been evacuated. So I went through a hurricane evacuation at cruising speed. Now, that's not normally what happens. Normally when they do an evacuation route, especially in places that are prone to hurricanes, like, say, Florida, it's not quite that festive of a ride as you're being buffeted about in a 74 Camaro by high-speed winds and rain that's hitting you sideways and all kinds of other fun stuff. We're not even going to talk about the route I ended up taking because I took a left turn. If it hadn't been so dangerous, it would have been hilarious. It was like Bugs Bunny taking that wrong turn at Albuquerque. That was me. In Florida, though, for some stupid reason, they've had to codify the right for people who have guns but don't have a permit to carry guns with them in the time of an evacuation. That, and I understand why they did it. With the gun grabbers, you have to codify everything. You have to put everything down in writing saying, this is okay, and this is okay. I understand that. But isn't that stupid? If I'm running for my life, Hurricane Katrina, there was a need for guns at Hurricane Katrina. What did? They confiscated all of them. It's a good thing that I and a group of people like me did not live in close proximity in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina, because when the NG drill sergeant started showing up trying to take guns and everything else, I think there might have been a bit of a, I don't know, some heated moments. Some heated moments, because all they did was take up all the guns and then go on their merry way. Never returned anything. That was so unconstitutional. The police chief, I'm not even going to tell you what should have happened to the police chief, because I think he was black, and if I say what I think should have happened to him, I'll be accused of being a racist. But I have strong feelings about it, folks. So I get why they did it. Florida and South Carolina and Texas have some of the weirdest laws for people that carry guns out there. And of the three, Florida and Texas probably have the most concealed carry permits out there. And the fact that their laws are so weird and so convoluted. The thing about this is nowhere, what they're doing is basically having temporary constitutional carry. Okay? Temporary constitutional carry. But that's just so stupid that we have to codify that in today's day and age. And it has to happen because of the constant attack that the Second Amendment is always under by these guys. Always under. Now, and I've talked about examples of this. Bonnie Watson Coleman, she wants to stop online ammunition sales. She's got her Stop Online Ammunition Sales Act of 2015. It wouldn't just ban online ammunition sales. It would generally ban private ammunition sales altogether. So while a widow, for example, could sell her deceased husband's guns to a neighbor if the bill were passed, she could not sell the neighbor any ammunition that might go with them. That seems like odd public policy, even from a gun control perspective to me. But they don't operate under logic or consistency. All of that would be face. Everything has to happen face to face. All of that has to happen face to face. Then there's the what good is the record of ammunition sales going to do? As an example, they would create a record, a registry, if you would. Then, now we've got this latest thing coming out of California from Lois Kapp. Lois Kapp. Another Democrat from California. House Resolution 2216. She calls this the Protecting Domestic Violence and Stalking Victims Act. This would expand the types of low-level misdemeanor convictions that lead to permanent prohibitions on the possession of firearms. Once again, if I want to kill a domestic partner, I don't need a gun to do that. A length of rope with a knot tied in the middle will do that. A heavy ashtray will do that. A butcher knife will do that. My car will do that. There's so many different things I can employ to kill them that the only way to keep me from killing a domestic partner, or anybody from killing a domestic partner, if that's what they want to do, really want to do, you're either going to have to catch them and lock them up, or you're going to have to kill them. You have to lock them up for the rest of their lives if you catch them. And if not, you have to kill them while they're trying to do it. That's the only way, if somebody is that determined. Getting rid of this smacks of, I watch a lot of movies. And in the original Judge Dredd, with anti-gunner Sylvester Stallone. One of the guys there is proposing that they take executions down to misdemeanor crimes. If you, you know, if you jaywalk, you're executed, because they're trying to cull the population and they're trying to show that they are in charge. That it's the same thing here. Those prohibitions that Lois wants to impose would also apply retroactively to convictions that occurred before the bill was passed. It would create untold thousands of unwitting federal firearms felons who have no warning or reason to believe their decades-old convictions could suddenly extinguish their rights. Ironically, the misdemeanor offenses like those covered by the bill often offer less opportunity for restoration of firearms rights than more serious felony offenses. And it would also additionally oppose automatic firearm prohibitions for those subject to certain types of court orders without the accused participation in the proceedings. Not as in automatic, fully automatic weapons, but just happening automatic. And this casualness that they operate with, where they toss aside rights all the time, shows their utter disregard, not for the right to keep and bear arms, but for traditional notions of due process and fairness under the law. Even if they don't succeed or gain traction in the current Congress, they'll be back. And they telegraph the ambition of the firearms prohibitionist to create a world where owning and using firearms is expensive, inconvenient, and prohibited. And gun control advocates are invested in the long game, folks. They are here to stay. They're not going away anywhere. Primarily because we're good people and we're not going to do anything to them. Coming up next, from Texas / U.S. Law Shield, it will be Edwin and Michelle on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.